are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com.
I'd like to invite you to an event tomorrow night. The Oscar telecast is going to be on ABC 30. And along with the St. Louis Film Critics Association, we will be hosting the Oscar Watch Party. It's free tomorrow night at the Tivoli in University City. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The pre-show, I guess, from the E! Channel will be on the big screen. And then the ABC pre-show's at 7. The Oscar telecast starts at 7:30. The Tiv will be offering their concessions. So, like I said, I invite you to that. And you can find my review of the new movie Wanderlust online at my movie blog, which is DavidCraigMovies.com. It's a funny movie, but do you need to see it this weekend? You know, if you're a big Jennifer Aniston fan, yeah. Otherwise, you know, just wait a while. It'll be on before too long. It'll be out in Redbox in the summer. Like I said, it is funny, but it's not that great. Okay, the James Beard Foundation Awards were announced this week. We have a St. Louis restaurant up for Best New Restaurant. That is Salt, which is over in the Central West End. And then in the Best Chef Midwest category, among the 20 nominees, and they from folks all over, like places like the Twin Cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Kansas City, Des Moines. There's one from Omaha. We have four from St. Louis. They are Gerard Kraft from Niche, Joss Galliano from Monarch, Kevin Naschen from Sydney Street Cafe, and Kevin Willman from Farmhouse. And by the way, Gerard Kraft is going to be on the Today Show cooking on there on Monday, and Wes from Salt is going to be on there, I think, on Wednesday on the Today Show. These came out on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I had a chance to visit with Kevin Willman at his restaurant, and here's that chat with Kevin. I'm at Farmhouse Restaurant, and I'm visiting with Chef Kevin Willman, who just got word yesterday that you're a James Beard Award finalist. Hey, buddy, how'd you find this out?
Semifinalist.
Semifinalist. Okay. So how'd you find this news out yesterday?
Over the years, we've started to kind of know when the dates are going to be. So, of course, we get kind of anxious, and we're checking the internet the night before and kind of anxious to hear about it. But I stayed up watching the web and realized it wasn't going to happen. So I went to bed, and I started getting some calls the next morning and hearing from my friends. So that's kind of how I found out.
Have you done anything to celebrate yet?
I went fishing for a couple hours. Yeah, I went out to my aunt's house out in Greenville and definitely had a little celebratory mid-February bass fishing trip, so that was pretty nice.
And then right back at it here at Farmhouse.
Oh, right back at it when we got home last night. Yeah, there's working on the smoker, trying to fix some things. So, yeah, it's a nonstop 24/7 world we live in.
So now what's next in the James Beard process?
What just came out was what we in the industry call a long list, and it's kind of a list of all the semifinalists for all the different categories. And the Beard Foundation does a wonderful job, you know, kind of dangling that carrot for some of us out there to, you know, really have some inspiration, have some energy behind what we're doing every day. And the way the whole process kind of comes together is I think each one of those categories of semifinalists will then be one finalist will be chosen from those categories. So, you know, some guys like some of the people have been on this list for quite a while, and historically that tends to be a good sign they've got a chance. So I don't expect too much in terms of any kind of anything further from here, but it's still an awesome honor for us to be in conversation with these guys. There's some great guys.
This is kind of like collateral for the future, wouldn't you say?
I really don't know. I don't know how it all comes together. I know we just got to keep going hard, and we'll see what happens in the future. But it does seem to certainly, what little I do understand about the foundation and how the award process goes, it does seem to help you to be on that list for a period of time.
Have you received a lot of calls for reservations more since it came out?
I wouldn't say anything too much more. We're really blessed. In some ways, it's kind of an Achilles heel, but in some ways, it's a blessing. We're so small that our demand stays pretty high, so it's kind of hard for us to tell when something makes an impact or not. But I'm sure it will. The fun thing with the national stuff is it's always neat to get people that are traveling from out of town. And what's so great for the city now is we have all these even more and more restaurants and more chefs getting recognized, having that carrot, you know, getting that carrot dangled, which is just awesome because it just pushes us all to do better and try harder. And now there are more places for travelers to come and check out in St. Louis, and it's just a great thing for us all, for the whole city.
Are you one of those chefs who's able to work the room, or do you stay in the kitchen all night? Do you get to come out and glad hand and say who's here and say, hey, nice to have you and all that?
I try not to put anyone above anyone else, but when we get the opportunity, I do like to come say hello just to kind of monitor. And my favorite thing isn't so much as to come out to each table, but just kind of watch and watch people's reactions. So kitchen's definitely set up to where I can see what's going on. As of late, you know, last few weeks I've been on the line, so I don't get to get out as much. When you're on the hotline, you're kind of dedicated to your station, so it's a little harder to get out there. So I hope people aren't offended when I don't make it out. But, yeah, I mean, when we get a chance, I love to say hi. And the neat thing about farmhouses is people are leaving the restaurant. They can poke their head in the kitchen and see us, and we're always excited to ask people how things were and shake their hands and say hi. So.
And they holler back at you and say, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's the fun thing about our place. We're pretty laid back, so we have a good rapport, and people seem to know that we're having a good time. So.
You were talking about the demand that Farmhouse has had here with all the love that you've received from the local foodie media. If today is Saturday, February 25th, when this is airing. If I call over here today, how soon can I get in?
Today, you're going to have a hard time if we air it on Saturday getting in tonight. Fridays and Saturdays are typically booked about a week before. It doesn't mean to stop trying. Some great times to call are in the middle of the day. We always have people focused, dedicated to answering the phones, and we're not in the middle of service, so they're usually a little quicker to get to you. So, you know, try calling between 1 and 4 any day, and someone should be here. And yeah, but we're typically a week to 2 weeks on the weekends, but don't let that slow you down. If you've got plans for the weekend, you want to give us a shot, things always open up. The book always changes throughout the day. So, and we only do Wednesday through Saturday for dinner here at Farmhouse, and we do Monday through Thursday for lunch. So Blue Plate Lunch is come as you are, and, you know, first come, first serve, and then we don't do reservations or anything like that for lunch. And then for dinner, you know, we really do recommend reservations. It can get bogged up even on a Wednesday and Thursday, so it can be tricky.
How did you get into restaurant cooking, Kevin?
I had a lot of exposure in the Gulf when I was a kid growing up in Pensacola, Florida. And when I was a kid, I worked at a fish wholesaler and retailer. And so I got to drive delivery trucks and work on the boats. And, you know, I got to do a lot with the wholesale fishing industry, which eventually when I got my license at 16, I was delivering fish to a lot of the restaurants in the Pensacola area. And that's kind of what got me going, is sneaking into these places and, you know, delivering their fish and asking them questions about how to prepare it. And it was just, chefs were always interesting guys. And when I got my first shot to work with a good chef, it really stuck. So I got to give a lot of credit to that start to my career for sure.
Are you chummy with all the other chefs in town? Because, you know, there's all kinds of events.
Absolutely. I mean, these guys are just immense assets to the whole community, to each of us individually. I mean, none of this, it takes a village, and none of us, I don't think, could be as where we are without each other. It's everyone's got their areas of expertise, and everyone is helpful, and it's a very unique community. I haven't seen anything like this. I've been around a lot of the Southeast, but I wouldn't say I've been all around the country, but I have been around the Southeast a lot, and in the Midwest a little bit, and obviously the Deep South, and I've never seen a community like this. It's just an incredible bunch of guys to be around. You know, to have accomplishments is one thing, but to be a part of something that's this much bigger, and it's so much bigger when that much recognition comes our way. I mean, to have, I believe we have 4 guys on the semifinal list, and that's incredible for one city. So I think it really does speak to what's going on here. We've got some guys that have been working hard for a long time, and it's just great that you know, the rest of the country's getting a chance to see it and coming and trying us all out, and it's awesome.
Okay, cool. We're visiting with Kevin Willman, who is a chef and owner at Farmhouse here on Ivanhoe. What's your favorite thing on the menu? Because you're kind of known for a creative, kind of off-the-wall sort of menu list.
The menu changes all the time, so we have favorites that come in and out, and we're having some fun with our new chef de cuisine, Andrew Jenrich. He's down here from Chicago. He's a good guy, and he's been working on a really neat porchetta dish with kimchi that we're really liking, with some sticky buns. So we're having fun with that right now.
Kevin, you're living the dream, aren't you, man?
for sure, for sure. I think the greatest part of, I mean, we certainly work our butts off, and we certainly have our trials every week, you know, and how much equipment's going to go down on you, and who's gonna be ready to go on to do something else with ourselves. And so, yeah, we have our challenges, and it does take a lot, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a wonderful thing that we get to do, and the camaraderie that you spoke of in town, it just makes it that much more fun.
Well, you have a huge smile on your face as we talked this afternoon, and I would just say keep it up, man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. And I'm proud of our city, and I'm proud of all the cooks that gave the, you know, those of us who've been recognized the chance to get here. I mean, like you said, it takes more than just the faces that, you know, just the names that make those lists. It's this whole community and our wives and the people that bust their butt to keep us going. It's just an awesome thing to be a part of. I'm really proud of our city right now.
Well, thank you, Kevin Willman from Farmhouse Restaurant. Yeah, pride in our city in St. Louis and the region. It's a good thing. And Corey King certainly had a lot talking about the craft brewing industry earlier. And Kevin Willman nominated. He is a James Beard Foundation Award Chef Award semifinalist in the category Best Chef Midwest. And among the 20 folks, we have Kevin Willman from Farmhouse, Josh Galliano from Monarch, Gerard Kraft from Niche, and Kevin Noshin from Sydney Street Cafe, and congratulations to all your guys. Now, speaking of people who are proud of our city, we're going to come back and talk to Amanda Doyle from Wear Magazine. She's coming up next here on 590 The Fan. KFNS, this is Food Talk STL. I'm David Craig, here every Saturday morning. Thank you for listening.